What's up, everyone? I'm your host, Rebecca Kukile. Welcome back to Finance Trainee 101, an interactive podcast teaching you how to build financial wealth. Today, we're going to be diving into Social Security and this whole component of ESG, environmentally sustainable investments, just to run into Social Security. So, top line, Social Security Trust Fund. New came out from CNBC, said that the money will be running out by 2034, accelerating by a year. It was supposed to be by 2035 because of lost tax revenue during the pandemic. The way Congress can kind of continue this is through raising taxes or cutting benefits. So by 2035, the number of Americans, this is from according to Yahoo Finance, by 2035, the number of Americans 65 and older will increase to more than 78 million from about 56 million today. As a result, more people will be taking money out of the Social Security system, but there'll be fewer people paying into it. The average Social Security that somebody receives is about $1,500 per month. They can kind of expand this by Social Security still by cutting benefits by 25% to $1,200 a month, or by keeping benefits the same and kind of increasing the Social Security tax. My thought is, if this isn't proof that we should be focusing on financial literacy, I don't know what does. I've kind of said this before, and I'll say it again, don't rely on Social Security. Social Security should be seen as your bonus. It shouldn't be seen as an income that you can rely on in the future. $1,500, it's a huge difference going from $1,500 to $1,200 if that's something that you were relying on to help pay for your entire, part of your entire rent, or most of your groceries. You're losing over $3,500, close to $3,500 a year, which can cover expenses, right? My main thing is just focus on long term and don't rely on the federal government, right? What you're paying in right now, you might not see that. And obviously, yes, that sucks. And there should be some reform about that. But you have to focus on what you can control. What you can control is your income and how you spend it, right? So what you make, you can control where that goes and how you spend it after tax. This is right, post-tax. Unless you're in having an employee match through a 401k. So you can control where your money goes through investments in your 401k, or if your employee has a pension plan, 403b, you can control that. You can control your Roth IRA, which is post-tax income. It's what you put in after your taxes, that then becomes tax-free. So you can control your Roth, how much you put in your Roth IRA, besides the $6,000 limit. But up to that, you can control that. You can control how much you have in your savings, which everyone recommends anywhere 3 to 6 months, but I would recommend, because of the pandemic, anywhere from 6 to 12 months of savings, emergency fund savings. You can control your brokerage account, which is just you running and managing your money. You can control your real estate, and either through Fundrise or through actually buying a asset like land or house. So these are all things you can control, and I would not rely at all on Social Security. Have it in the back burner. Have it as a, if it's there, that's cool, I get an extra money. If it's not, I don't need it. That's what I would really rely on, is rely on yourself and you will reach your goals. Same thing as I said before, through VTI, VOO, Vanguard, different Vanguard funds, target funds, but you will reach your goal with that. And that's something that's really concerning, is that if we're already possibly running out by 2034, what's that going to look like in 2064 or 2054? Is Social Security going to drop from 1,500 to 1,000? or 900. Social Security was never meant to cover your bills. It was just there to be a social safety net. And I think a lot of people have taken that for granted. And they see that as kind of their main income. So I'd recommend just figure it out through not investing, through investing in everything that we've kind of mentioned and touched on before. And then now to talk about and pivot towards ESGs, there's kind of a growing movement of ways and of companies kind of moving and people moving into kind of a socially responsible portfolio, like environmentally friendly portfolio. And I mean, more power to them, but I mean, I guess my main thing is that I think we all have to move to a more environmental portfolio if you're going to want to invest in certain companies, because the environment and being environmentally friendly is the way of the future. So, oil is a reserve that's not going to be around forever, and it's eventually going to run out or going to be too expensive to drill. So we need electric vehicles or some other kind of form, like hydrogen power. But electric vehicle seems the way of kind of the way to go. So why wouldn't you want to invest in a car company like Tesla over a company like GM or Ford, creating the Chevy Bolt that they now have to recall and won't continue because of how they failed at moving into the EV space. So I just kind of see it as that. Another one is like water crisis. The water crisis is only going to get worse. So why would you not want to invest in a company that does renewable energy in terms of recycling water? Like companies that recycle water, companies that limit or measure how much water intake and figure out ways of conserving water. I don't understand why you would not want to invest in that, because those are kind of the companies that are what moving in the way of the future. So I don't really, I don't have the sense that like ESGs and it's like great, like socially being socially environment. I think you just have to be like socially responsible and smart. This is the way of the future, so why wouldn't I want to invest in it? If you want to make the most money and return on your investment, you want to go in this way. And I think that's the smartest way to do it is just focus on what's the trend and what's the future. Water prices are going to be going up because we have a water crisis. Why wouldn't you want to invest in water recycling companies or companies that focus on filtration and irrigation systems? That just seems kind of common sense to me. And people who are stuck in the oil mindset, they have a rude awakening because they've already began the great downhill dispersion of disruption in the electric vehicle markets. So that's something I just would focus on is just focus on the best investments, right? I invested in a water index called PHO, Water Resources. They invest in all kinds of companies through water management, recycling companies that recycle water, drip irrigation, filtration systems. That's all something that we're going to need. We're going to have to figure out how we can use less water, and we're honestly going to have to get away with this whole grass mindset. Grass is great in areas that it rains, but in areas that it doesn't rain, you don't need grass. Turf is just as fine. So I think this is something, two key things, right? Don't rely on the federal government in the sense that you don't want I mean, everyone wants Social Security, but don't rely as that as your income. And the second is think of it as disruption. Don't wait for the federal government to kind of focus on water conservation or anything like that. Focus on how you can do it because you're going to benefit from it, because your costs are going to go down. If you're constantly watering your grass, then water off it goes from, I don't know, 5, 10 cents a gallon to all of a sudden $1 a gallon. You're going to see that increase in your utility bill. So why wouldn't you want to put in a item such as source, which takes water from the atmosphere through hydro panels? It takes water from the atmosphere and the humidity, and then it recycles it and turns it into water. And then that you can use that water for bottled water drinking or lawns or showering as well. So I think that's something you kind of want to think about. And so I don't really necessarily see this as like, oh, is it good to be ESG? It's just good to be pro future and what the future is going to look like. And that's the way we're going down, is figuring out your retirement by yourself. We're going to be moving away from a system of social security safety net. It's going to probably be a far less helping hand from the federal government. And the second, just being focus on your investments that are going to be long term, that are going to be changing the world, right? You don't want to, I wouldn't be, I'm not in oil and I wouldn't want to be in oil right now because the future is moving towards green energy, electric vehicle disruption such as Tesla, companies like Source, they're private, but a PHO, which is a water index that I've mentioned, but that I mentioned, that follows and trickle, tracks all these water companies. So that's where I would be. And that's pretty much it. That's where I just would focus all my time and effort in. But that's pretty much the entire episode. And if you have any questions, feel free to email robelbk@yahoo.com and have a great rest of your week and have a great Labor Day.